This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Education experts say students make great gains if schools provide what's called high dosage tutoring. A new study, though, has found that some states are falling short, including Missouri. Nancy Wamack is director of policy and partnerships at the Stanford Accelerator for Learning. Nancy, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Can you explain for us what is high dosage tutoring?
Sure. We call it high impact tutoring, and high impact tutoring has a few specific characteristics that differentiate it a little bit from tutoring that we might remember when we were in elementary school or beyond. It's delivered by a consistent, well-trained tutor, so you don't get a new tutor every time you go in or get online. It's one-on-one or in a small group of no more than three students. It's high dosage, so it is 3 to 5 sessions per week during the school day. It's integrated with classroom instruction, meaning that the materials are aligned with what students are learning in the classroom. And then tutors are using data to really make sure that it responds to an individual student's needs.
What kind of resources does it take for schools to provide this? It seems like it would be really personnel intensive.
It can be. Certainly we need people to be the tutors. And so that's one of the biggest areas of need for schools to implement. There's also time. You know, time is limited within the school day, and carving out that time to make sure that students are able to work with their tutors on a regular basis is important. And then tutors need training and support to make sure that they've got everything they need to be effective.
Nancy, where we look on this when it comes to Missouri and Illinois?
So Missouri and Illinois are in a little bit different places. Missouri doesn't have a statewide tutoring program. There have been some programs, including one called Close the Gap, but it concluded in September 2024, used ESSER funds to support potential enrichment activities that could include tutoring. But Illinois did a little bit more in high-impact tutoring. They've created an Illinois tutoring initiative that was done in coordination with Illinois's P20 Council and created partnerships with 7 higher education institutions across regions within the state, focusing on K-8 math and literacy and high school math. And that was able to provide some really quality tutoring for schools in Illinois. Unfortunately, it was also supported by ESSER funds, which did conclude at the end of the 23-24 school year.
So for our listeners, and I'm thinking both parents, and then I'm also thinking of people who work in higher education and just businesses, what would it mean for all of us in Missouri and Illinois if we focused on this high-impact tutoring?
So one of the things it does is it allows for students to receive individualized instruction. which gives them an opportunity to get up to grade level and make up any gaps that they may have in their learning. And that would allow us to get students on grade level, moving forward in a way that would allow them to hopefully graduate and move on to their desired outcomes in adulthood.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Where can people go if they want to find out more about the work that you're doing and this study?
Sure. They can go to our website, which is the National Student Support Accelerator. It's nssa.stanford.edu.
Thank you so much. That is Nancy Wehmack, Director of Policy and Partnerships at the Stanford Accelerator for Learning, joining us this morning here on Total Information AM.